Well, they're coming from the north, south, east, and west to join the Good Gang Express.
That, of course, is the voice of Steve Goodman. Mine is the voice of Rick Cogan. Welcome to After Hours. One of the most, not only fascinating, but important books that has recently come across my desk, and I devoured it for a variety of reasons, called Compliments of Chicago Hoods, Chicago Street Gang Art and Culture. It is one of the most comprehensive, sort of anthropological, historical looks at what most of us, most of you, think of as a subculture, but a subculture that has been around for roughly 100 years. It is the work of two incredibly talented authors, I gotta tell you. And James O'Connor, whose nickname is Jinx, and I'll ask him why, is sitting here. He lives in Chicago, has always lived in Chicago. And Damon Corrado, whose nickname is Mr. C. That's like too simple a nickname, Damon. Damon is on the phone from where are you, in Brooklyn?
Yes, sir. I'm in Brooklyn.
No, you don't have to call me sir. This
Greenpoint
book.
Point.
Okay. This book is the culmination not only of 5 years of incredibly hard collaborative work between you, Damon, and James, but of two lifelong fascinations with gang culture. James, let me ask you first. You grew up in Riverside.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to call me sir either. I feel like I'm a police sergeant in an interrogation room. Knock it off, guys.
So I was looking for the ink pad.
And you all of a sudden people started moving out to Riverside from the city, families. And in those families, there were mothers that were telling their young kids, get rid of all that gang stuff. That's basically how you first learned about the gang culture in the city, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I remember, even as a little kid, I remember the kids that were moving into my neighborhood were always talking about, when I grow up, I'm going to be a noble knight, or I'm going to be a gay lord, or I'm going to be, you know, and these were all different kids that were moving in around the neighborhood. So,
and you sort of realized that the reason they were moving in is because their parents wanted them out of that kind of gang life that existed in the city at that time, right?
Yeah, well, not at that age. I'm talking 7, 8, 9, you know, 9 years old.
Yeah.
It wasn't until later that I started to realize, and I was starting to get more in tune with, you know, what was going on in the news and things like that.
And you realized there was this thing called a gang culture in Chicago, which you two guys have done an incredible job of detailing. Damon, you started seeing, if I'm not mistaken, growing up on the north side in Lincoln Square and that neighborhood, you started seeing, you know, gang murals on walls as you were walking to and from grammar school. Is that right?
Yes. I grew up in the Ravenswood neighborhood, and I would see all of this. I mean, Chicago, as you know, was very different back in the 80s.
Oh, no question.
It was still a very working class city.
Yes, it was, and it certainly is not anymore, that's for sure.
Oh, no, it's not. So there were gangs all over the place. There was gang graffiti everywhere, and for some reason, I've always been artistically inclined, you might say, and I don't know if it was because of that, but for some reason, the iconography of these different gangs that I would see as I was just walking around everywhere, really. It really struck me. It really impacted me for some reason.
You'd go to class, and then you'd start trying to replicate these kind of things in your, like, seventh grade notebook, right? The swords and the daggers. Yeah, go ahead.
Very struck by the imagery as well as the tagging style at that time. Everything was based on Old English.
Yeah.
Or black letter. And it was just the most beautiful lettering that I'd ever seen. And so I would copy it. I would copy the emblems and all that. And at the same time, on the playground, you're hearing about things like the folks and the people and how that's starting up. And I'm watching the Elrukins on television.
Yeah,
you know,
and the raid on the Elrukins headquarters, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm seeing these guys with these uniforms, and you know, like the whole thing just really captured my imagination at that time.
Well, then you're both kids, you and James, but you still, this fascination lingers for both of you, doesn't it? James, you later become a guardian angel, but even after you're a kid, you eventually start going into the city. You got a job downtown, and you're riding the L back and forth from Riverside to downtown, and you're seeing more and more of this gang stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. At like 15, 16 years old, I'm riding the L, and every neighborhood I would pass through, there would be a different gang, a different emblem, and it got to the point where every time I would get on the L, now I'm starting to know whose neighborhood is whose just by which L stop I'm passing, and that fascinated me too.
So Damon, when do you are a writer and an actor, and eventually you leave Chicago to go to Greenpoint. When did your fascination with this stuff wane sometime after grammar school, and then you got refascinated,
well,
so to speak?
I sort of moved out of that neighborhood. I ended up getting into an art school and eventually moving out of the city itself in the late 90s.
Yeah.
So it did sort of recede into the background, but it was always kind of there for me, but within the past, I guess now it's going on 7 years or so, several things served to reignite this interest for me, and I started delving deeper into not just the aesthetics of it, but the history of street gangs in Chicago, which is also kind of the history of Chicago itself.
No question. Yeah. No question. James, when did you start doing any kind of serious because I don't want to make the mistake that this book is just a series of interesting photographs and beautiful artwork. I mean, it's a really scholarly work. I mean, you trace these gangs back to, you know, I guess the most famous, tell me I'm wrong, you guys, the most these gangs, and it's all based on immigrants coming to Chicago and feeling out of place and needing to bond with each other because, you know, if you're even, believe it or not, you know, no Irish need apply. So you had a club like the Hamburg Athletic Club, which was one of its most famous members, was a little kid who would go on to be the mayor of the city of Chicago, Richard J. Daley. You trace it back to that, but both of you agree that these, you know, I think what you're going to do with this book is shatter a number of misconceptions about what street gangs are. It is not all about violence. They first started kind of as social athletic clubs, right?
Yeah, that's true. Social athletic clubs.
Just ways to feel apart, because, and also gangs, and Damon, answer this for me, gangs have always represented a kind of substitute for family. You know, as blue collar workers are out and dads are not, you know, there are no helicopter moms in the 1930s and 1940s, and dads are out, and that's basically it. It gives a kind of social structure to young lives, right?
Sure, sure. Gangs are so intertwined with the immigrant experience in Chicago, going back to the early 20th century, at least. People want a sense of community.
Yeah.
And so, of course, when you have a lot of these groups coming over, they're facing different forms of discrimination and disenfranchisement, and not to mention the segregated nature of the city itself, which is not just segregated not so much anymore necessarily, but was not just segregated along racial lines, but along ethnic lines.
Oh, no question. No question about that. We got to take a break, but you two guys are going to stay on till about a quarter to talking about compliments of Chicago hoods. That's Chicago, H-O-O-D-Z, Chicago Street Gang Art and Culture. The authors are James O'Connor, who is sitting here, and Damon Corrado, who is sitting in New York City. We'll be back in 2 minutes. For those of you of a certain age, and depending on your neighborhood, the book, a new book, Compliments of Chicago Hoods, Chicago Street Gangs, Art and Culture, will be not only evoke a million memories for you, but it will tell you a great many things you never knew about Chicago. It is the work of James O'Connor, who is sitting in the studio, Damon Corrado, who is sitting in New York. They both became fascinated with the, Damon especially, I think, with the art of, and I'm using that term correctly, the art of gangs, and James more so with the whole aesthetic of gangs and the symbols. And it is, gentlemen, I would say it boils down to, there were murals, there were compliment cards, which James has a huge collection, and there were these sweaters and clothing and emblems. This is, answer me this, Damon, I think the human need for self-expression is as ancient as cave drawings. Don't you think this is just another example of that, the need to say, hey, I'm here?
I do. I think there is a need within people to create. I think that everyone has an artistic aspect to themselves.
Yeah.
I also think that there's a human need to sort of bond together with people of like mind. And when those two things come together, you kind of have the sort of expressions that you see in our book.
Yeah, and they're remarkable. You were out in New York. Are you following a sort of a art, visual arts path and a writing path?
Yes.
And you got very interested in perhaps doing a book about white gangs in Chicago. And in doing the research, you come across my friend sitting in the studio, James O'Connor, who had started a website detailing that. That's how the two of you first began to collaborate. What was that like for you, Damon? And then what was it like for you, James? Did you say, wow, this is a like-minded guy? Because it's got to be a relatively small number of people who share your fascination. What did you think when you discovered James's early website?
I think there's a lot of people that are interested in this topic, but I think there's a small number of people that have the just sheer diligence and extreme dedication to it to go as deep as James has. So basically, I'm going deeper and deeper into this, and I'm realizing that there's just not a lot of material out there pertaining to the history of particularly Hispanic and European gangs in Chicago, post World War II, that is.
Sure.
And so I decided, well, I'm going to try to write a book on this. I'd never written a book before.
Me either.
And,
well, hey, you've set the bar pretty high, boys, I'll tell you that. But and so you discovered,
you.
And you discovered James. And when
yes.
Damon,
so
got,
I hadn't lived in Chicago for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I kind of had to start from scratch. And luckily, through a mutual friend, I had the amazing good fortune to meet James. I mean,
well, the great thing about it, Damon, you're starting from scratch and you discover a veritable gold mine, did you not?
Right.
James,
right.
What did you think when you had been thinking about maybe a book about the compliment cards, right?
Yeah, well, the compliment cards, we were going to put out. Well, my big vision was a photo documentary about the history of Chicago's neighborhood street gangs, and that's what Damon and I had, that's what we planned on doing. But then we thought, oh, we'll just put out a simple book about compliment cards first as somewhat of a primer or like an introduction to promote the bigger book. And then, shoot, what, 6 years later?
Right.
This is exhausting because you have not only is the book incredibly documented, there is a considerable amount of very first-rate historical research in this book where you take on virtually every... There are hundreds of street gangs mentioned in here, from very, very famous ones such as Vice Lords or the Black Beastone Nation, to the fascinating, the Gaylords fascinate me, the Playboys fascinate me. We're going to get into some of those specifically after the news, and I'm going to keep Damon on the phone from New York, and I'm going to sit here with James, and we'll talk about other stuff while we listen to the news and a couple commercials. We'll be back. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about compliments of Chicago hoods, street, Chicago street gang art and culture. It is literally a book that if you care about Chicago history and even want to know, most of us don't understand this town at all, even those of us who've been here for many, many years. I have a new understanding of an appreciation for an aspect of Chicago history. The authors of this stunning and deeply researched book, James O'Connor and Damon Corrado, they write in the acknowledgments here. I just want to read one sentence. Rest in peace to all of those who have passed on. This book is not a glorification of violence. Its purposes are purely historical and cultural. It was important for both of you, Damon, now sitting in New York, and James sitting here, to do justice to the people, because they had to, especially in your case, James, you had to develop a lot of trust with gang members. There are a number of them you've interviewed for the book. That was important to both of you, but it was especially important to you, James, because you've been on this trail for most of your life.
Yeah, it took a while. It took a while for me to even get up the nerve to start talking to people. Of course, it helped when I would be taking pictures of an emblem and somebody would come up and ask me, you know, what the F are you doing? You know, what are you doing over here? And, I'd explain that I'm writing a book, and either I'd get kicked out of the neighborhood or you know, somebody would offer to help.
Damon, in many ways you have to appreciate, do you not, James's kind of courage in exploring.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're from Chicago, I'm from Chicago. We know, especially in the past, there are some neighborhoods that no one would go in, and here's this guy going in and gaining the trust of these peoples. I think that enabled you to get a deeper understanding of something that attracted you as a young man.
Absolutely. James, I view him as some sort of almost like embedded journalist or a war correspondent.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. I've never taken a journalism class. I didn't know anything. Here I am running around with a little 110 camera, you know, piece of crap. And, you know, just taking pictures. And I had a lot of opportunities that I missed because I was just too scared to push any buttons that was going to get me killed.
Well, but I think you guys and Damon, the response to this book, you know, it's also got a fabulous, you know, Anthony Hayden Guest, who has been a sort of social observer and critic for many, many years, has done a pretty interesting foreword to this thing that shows, I think, his appreciation for what the two of you have been up to. How did he get involved?
Anthony took an early and very enthusiastic interest in this. I was, it was sort of roundabout. I was recording a, Anthony writes poetry, although he doesn't sure. call it poetry. He calls it verse.
Right.
And I wanted to do a kind of a hip-hop album with him. So we were sitting down and recording that, and I just happened to mention this project of ours, and his eyes just like lit up, and he was instantly fascinated by it. And he, at that time, was putting together a show that incorporated different aspects of street art and club culture and stuff from the 70s and 80s. So we ended up exhibiting some of the compliment cards here in New York. This was back in 2015.
Yeah.
And he's been a huge supporter ever since. And we'll be doing an event in New York at the Powerhouse Bookstore on October 14th.
James, you going out there for that?
I don't know if I can.
You better go out there for this. Yeah. You're a big part of this. I got to think, you know, in the book, Anthony Hayden Guest writes that, you know, he talks about New York graffiti artists and, you know, that whole sort of culture captured by Tom Wolfe in a New York Magazine piece entitled The Me Decade, because their motivation was to get me up on as many surfaces and many far from places as they could reach. In Chicago, though, it was not an assertion of individual will, but a gang thing, a turf marker, a declaration that we are here, and if you're a rival, you better not be. The nature of this whole thing, as we know, the city has changed. Would you both hazard to say that many of the gangs that once roamed areas that are now filled with sushi bars and craft cocktails have probably moved out to the suburbs and are doing their thing out there? James, you think so?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. You can look at the southern suburbs and Joliet, Elgin, Aurora. You know, people move to where they can afford to go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's unfortunate because while neighborhoods... And I love neighborhoods like Wicker Park and you know, Old Town,
sure,
where you're from.
Yep.
I love those areas. I love the buildings and all that stuff. So, you know, in some respects, it's good. But it really didn't do anything to solve a problem. It just relocated it.
Yeah. And I think, Damon, too, you make some great observations here, too, that the ready availability of guns, too, is something that has changed the nature of this subculture, too, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, that's another thing that we wanted to emphasize. It wasn't always that way. There was a certain code of honor and a certain, you know, there was a certain, a respectful attitude, I think.
Yeah, if you can't fight heads up.
The reader back to that time.
When I think the outrageous collateral damage that we're seeing when, you know, the kids, you know, some guy on South Austin Street, some florist got shot in the foot, and he was certainly not the intended thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you can read a story about these two fine guys and talented guys, James O'Connor and Damon Corrado, and their book in Tuesday's Tribune. I'll be writing that story. You guys, Damon, I'd like to meet you face to face, and I'd like to sit down with you and James and figure out how in God's name you formed a relationship that lasted for 5 years without killing each other. You have created a really, really, oh, I'm sure there were some ups and downs. You guys have created a really, really remarkable book. You can find it online.
I bet you he's got a voodoo doll of me.
Maybe he does. Right? He lives in New York. Compliments of Chicago Hoods, Chicago Street Gang Art and Culture. The authors use their nicknames on the cover, Jinx, J-I-N-X, and Mr. C. It is a pleasure to meet both of you, and I cannot tell you, as someone who is a lifelong Chicagoan and has researched this town plenty, you two guys really have opened my eyes into a part of Chicago I knew a little, but not a great deal about. Now I feel like I know almost everything about it, and you've done justice to the people you have mentioned in here. You have treated them with the respect they deserve. It's not always high respect, but you've been honest with them, and that's all you
can expect. Never wanted to upset anybody.
Yep, and you won't with this book. Damon, pleasure to meet you on the phone. Congratulations on the book. James, pleasure to see you in person, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick.
It's a great
honor to be here.
We'll see each other again somehow. We have too many mutual friends. When you got Your mutual friends are Bill Hillman and Tony Fitzpatrick. You're kind of bonded together forever. No kidding.
So.
Yeah, we will be. And great congratulations, and I hope you like the story Tuesday. We'll be back.
I'm sure we will.